You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech, dramatic action taken by the Trump administration and the Commerce Department against TikTok and WeChat today. TikTok, well, here's what's happening. So starting on Sunday, you will not be able to download new versions of the app. So if you get a new phone on Monday, you won't be able to download TikTok. If you have TikTok on your phone now, don't worry about anything. You won't be able to update it, but you'll still have the same app. There's a deadline a week after the November election, conveniently. If a solution hasn't been found with another American company that can take ownership of TikTok, well, then TikTok will be shut down, but most likely we'll have a compromise by then. The implications for WeChat might be even more severe. So starting on Sunday, WeChat will effectively be shut down in the United States and for American businesses. And that's a really big deal. WeChat is the principal way that people communicate between the United States and China. It may be how you communicate with friends in China. It's how many Chinese Americans communicate with their families and send money back and forth. And it's very important to businesses too. If American businesses can't use WeChat, they're suddenly at a disadvantage with Chinese customers. So this is a very, very big deal. I don't think it's a good thing. Clearly there are smart people in this debate who think that WeChat and TikTok are national security problems for the United States, that there's information that those companies have that can be used to compromise American citizens. I haven't seen convincing public evidence of this, but that is an argument. Still, the effect will be a hit to the American economy, and most importantly, a hit to lots of efforts to try to bring understanding between the two most powerful countries on Earth. Remember during the Cold War, one of the ideas, the core American philosophies was let information about the West into the East. Let people talk, broadcast radio, drop pamphlets, try to show people what democracy was like. Now, we're shutting down apps and cutting off communication lines. It's not the right policy in my mind. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.